Lord Nityananda is the eternal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mahaprabhu cannot be approached or understood without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. He is the Lord's active principle in both creation and Leela. He is the second body of the Lord, manifesting as Balaram to Sri Krishna, Lakshman to Sri Ram, and Nityananda Prabhu to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His garments resemble a cluster of blue lotus flowers, and his effulgence is said to surpass the grandeur of a rising moon at sunset. He has a deep melodious voice, constant singing the glories of Sri Krishna, and carries a red stick with benedictions for the devotees, but feared by the demonic. He has the carefree mood of a wild avadhuta, so absorbed is he in the love of Godhead, and no one knows what he will do next. Nityananda Prabhu was born in Ekachakra, a small village in present West Bengal, around the year 1474. His birth site is commemorated by a temple named Garbhashwa. His father Hadai Oja and mother Padmavati were pious Brahmins originally from Mithila. As a child, Nitai loved to enact the pastimes of Sri Krishna or Lord Rama. He did this so authoritatively and with such rapture that the entire village would be immersed in the love of Godhead. Nitai's favorite part was that of Lakshman, and he enacted it with so many apparently authentic scenes not described in the Ramayana that people would wonder if he was making it up or actually relishing his own pastimes. The village of Ekachakra was completely absorbed in the love of little Nitai, where he spent the first 12 years of his earthly life. In the 13th year, a travelling sannyasi said to be the famous Lakshmipati Tirtha, enchanted by Nitai's devotion and service, requested Nitai from his parents as a travelling companion. His parents, bound by Vedic culture, could not refuse the request of a guest and reluctantly parted with Nitai. However, devastated by the separation with Nitai, that Hadai Pandit soon gave up his life. Nitai travelled with Lakshmipati Tirtha for about 20 years, during which he visited all the holy places in the country, reminiscent of the manner that Balram travelled while the battle at Kurukshetra raged on. Nitai is said to be later on initiated by Lakshmipati Tirtha. Nityananda Prabhu met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in 1506 when he was 32 years old and the Lord 20 years. A temple called Sri Gaura Nityananda commemorates this meeting place in Nadia. Nityananda Prabhu, in his role as the original spiritual master, was instrumental in spreading the Yuga Dharma of Sankirtan all over the Gaudiya Desh. His mercy knew no bounds, and people fortunate to come in contact with him were inundated with the love of Godhead. It was by his mercy that Raghunath Das, one of the six Goswamis, started the famous Danda Mahotsav festival of Panihatti, a tradition that continues this day, and was thus able to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He extended his mercy to even fallen souls like Jagai and Madai. When Nityananda Prabhu returned to Bengal at the request of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he decided to abandon his avadhuta status and become a grihastha. He married Janava Devi and Vasudha. Nityananda Prabhu had a son Veerachandra and a daughter Ganga Devi from Vasudha. Soon after Vasudha passed away, Janava Devi looked after the children. She later initiated Veerachandra and also became an instructing spiritual master to the likes of Shyamananda Pandit, Srivas Pandit and Narottama Das Thakur. Janava Devi is revered as a Vaishnavi and she established the preeminent position of woman in the Vaishnava tradition. Lord Nityananda wound up his earthly pastimes by merging into the deity of Krishna known as Bankim Ray, not far from Ekachakra. Vaishnavacharyas emphatically state that people who try to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without getting the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu will never succeed. One must pray very sincerely to Lord Nityananda Prabhu as the Adi Guru to be delivered to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The presence of Nityananda Prabhu is always felt in the presence of one's own Guru, for the Guru is considered to be the living manifestation of Nityananda Prabhu's love and mercy, and his Shakti is what gives the disciple the ability to perform devotional service and experience spiritual bliss. Thank you. For more videos, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desire Tree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desire Tree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.